Divine Office. Friday, Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Comfort me to
God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. Alleluia.
God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. Alleluia.
I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son.
Alleluia.
To the King of ages, immortal and invisible, be all honor and glory. Alleluia.
To the King of ages, immortal and invisible, be all honor and glory. Alleluia.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry, and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, be near to all who call upon you in truth and increase the dedication of those who revere you. Hear their prayers and save them that they may always love you and praise your holy name.
To the King of ages, immortal and invisible, be all honor and glory. Alleluia.
The Lord is my strength, I shall always praise him, for he has become my Savior. Alleluia.
The Lord is my strength, I shall always praise him, for he has become my Savior. Alleluia.
Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations.
Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord?
Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
The Lord is my strength. I shall always praise him, for he has become my Savior. Alleluia.
Son though he was, Christ learned obedience from what he suffered. And when perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, designated by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
When they saw the risen Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Good Shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. Alleluia.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children for ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Good Shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. Alleluia. Let us pray. Let us praise Christ, the source of all life and the foundation of all virtue.
Lord, establish your kingdom in the world.
Jesus, our Savior, you died in your human nature, but were restored to life by the Spirit.
Make us die to sin and live by the Spirit.
Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. You sent your disciples into the whole world to preach the gospel to every creature.
Inspire those who preach the gospel to live by your Spirit.
Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to you to bear witness to the truth.
Keep the hearts of those who govern us faithful to the truth.
Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. You make all things new and command us to wait and watch for your kingdom.
Grant that the more we look forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the more we may seek to better this present world.
Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. You went down among the dead to bring them the good news of the gospel.
Be the great joy and hope of all the dead.
Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. And now as we enter the weekend and lay aside the work of the week and enter a time of renewal, we offer the hopes and prayers of our own hearts. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, author of our freedom and of our salvation, listen to the voice of our pleading and grant that those you have redeemed by the shedding of your Son's blood may have life through you and under your protection rejoice forever unharmed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.